Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Buffalo, New York today in the aftermath of a mass shooting motivated by racism at a supermarket on Saturday. NPR's Tamara Keith reports they're scheduled to meet with members of the community and the families of the victims.
Biden will thank first responders and talk to community leaders, in addition to meeting with the families of the victims. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will be there to listen.
He wants to go there and comfort the people who went through this violence on Saturday and wanted to offer some comfort and listen to them, talk to them, see how they're doing.
Biden is also expected to visit the Tops Market Memorial and later deliver remarks. A White House official says Biden will describe Saturday's attack as, quote, terrorism, motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology that tears at the soul of our nation. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Officials say a deadly shooting at a church in Southern California over the weekend was motivated by political hatred. The suspect opened fire on parishioners from Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church on Sunday, killing one, Dr. John Chang, and injuring five others. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer calls Chang a hero.
It is known that Dr. Chang charged the individual, the suspect, attempted to disarm him, which allowed other parishioners to then intercede, taking the suspect into custody.
The suspect has been charged with murder and is being held on $1 million bail. Ukrainian military leaders say soldiers barricaded under a massive steel plant have ended their combat mission to defend the besieged city of Mariupol. NPR's Joanna Kikisis reports evacuations are underway at the plant.
Hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers have sheltered for weeks under the Azovstal plant, the last part of the city not captured by Russian troops. Many fighters are badly wounded from weeks of Russian bombing and shelling. Russian media showed the soldiers arriving in stretchers on Russian-occupied territory in Ukraine's east.
Для подальшого повернення їх додому.
Deputy Defense Minister Anya Malyar told Ukrainian TV that the soldiers would come home as part of a prisoner exchange with Russia. Speaking on his Telegram channel, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian and international organizations had worked for the soldiers' release and that Ukraine needs its heroes alive. Joanna Kikisis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
This is NPR News in Washington. The Senate has advanced a $40 billion aid package to Ukraine, setting up a vote on the measure by the end of the week. The bill includes additional money for military supplies, economic aid, and humanitarian relief. The Biden administration has been pushing the Senate to approve the supplemental assistance to Ukraine, warning that the remaining authorized funding is set to run out on May 19th. Congress is set to hold its first public hearing on UFOs in 50 years. NPR's Giles Snyder reports it will be live-streamed.
The hearing is to be shown on the House Intelligence Committee's YouTube channel, and it will include testimony from the Pentagon's top intelligence chief, as well as the deputy director of naval intelligence. Lawmakers have not held a hearing on UFOs since 1969, but the military is now required to report back to Congress on what are now called Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or UAPs. The latest National Defense Authorization Act also required the military to create a research office. A 9-page report issued last year by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence renewed interest in UAPs. While it offered little in the way of conclusions, it did point to safety and national security concerns. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The Biden administration says it's planning to expand flights to Cuba, reversing some of the former Trump administration's restrictive policies toward the island government. The move comes after a long review of U.S.-Cuba relations and fulfills some of President Biden's campaign promises. This is NPR News.